case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Gibbons has been sitting down on his hell to the known. He's very upset.
What happened?
You all right over there, buddy?
No, dude.
No.
Is there any better feeling than sleeping on freshly washed sheets?
No.
No.
Right?
Not at bedtime.
So
right. I mean, better feelings, but only at bedtime.
Mm-hmm. So I was very excited. I was going to go to the laundromat yesterday, wash the sheets, have fresh new sheets, right? Get to the laundromat, pull out my dollar bill, go to make sure it's all nice and smooth and crisp to go into the machine there. And I can't figure even out how I did it, rip the dollar bill.
While you were like...
While
I
I'm
know what you were doing and trying to flatten it out on like a corner of something or a table.
And I ripped off the corner. I go, oh, it'll still work. Put the dollar in, nothing. But wait, it gets worse.
You mean if you rip it in half, you can't put it in twice? That
doesn't
count?
Isn't that something? No, right? And I had no tape to even tape it up. So now I'm like, all right, I got these stinky bed sheets. I'll just leave them in the car. So then I get to sleep last night with no bed sheets on my bed.
Oh.
But wait, it gets even worse. I get in my car this morning, and my bed sheets were so sweaty and smelled so bad that now my entire new car smells like a men's locker room.
Like it didn't before.
I know.
Gibbons, come on.
Like, when it comes to smells in the car, my car always smells good, I'll have you know.
Somebody texted into 71037. They said, when you ask your husband how you should go about telling your parents you're pregnant, and he says, they'll figure it out.
He has a point.
Your husband, the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with. How do we tell the in-laws?
Make it awkward at an encounter. Like, are you gaining weight or pregnant? We don't know what to ask right now. Are you pregnant?
Awkward.
It's weird.
Yeah.
How about the $12 little stuffed toy that I bought for Samson yesterday at Petco that they said was indestructible, that the guy tore apart?
They're never always indestructible.
15
minutes. They're always indestructible is what I'm trying to say.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was touted to be the toughest, can stand up to the toughest of chewers. No, bro. You can't.
I don't think
so. I have wasted so much money on toys they claim my dog can't rip up. I am done buying into that kind of advertising where they claim to be the one toy your dog can't rip up, because none of them have worked. Feel free to text at 71037 if you think you have the end-all be-all of dog toys that don't rip.
Please, because I have a dog that's a monster. My dog is a monster chewer, man. He'll chew through anything.
That's what I mean. Like, they all, none of them work.
No.
None of them work. By the way, yes, Gibbons.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I just said text at 71037. I saw that just like, how the hell does this happen?
Happened? What?
The person texted at 71037. When you're already late for a meeting at work and your car door won't open, so you're literally locked inside your own car.
Ew.
You're late. Like, you're in the parking lot at work. You're already late for the meeting and your car won't even open up. What the hell?
I was on a bus yesterday to the Brewer game, by the way.
Ooh,
a shuttle.
Yeah.
From Jackson's, what is it? Jackson's
Blue Ribbon.
Like the one in Tosa. Tosa. Not, or whatever the hell town that is.
Right on the corner.
Yes. So Tosa, I'm going to the Brewer game yesterday afternoon. It's me and Pottery Guy.
Yeah.
We're on the bus. I'm trying to be inconspicuous.
Uh-huh.
We are on this bus and we are in the front row because we got on last.
Jesus.
And as I'm sitting there, I get a message on Facebook from a lady who says, "Hi, I'm on the bus with you and Pottery Guy." And I'm like, "No! I've been trying to keep this a secret."
You can't be Allie and go out to a Brewers game and expect it to be inconspicuous.
So then I'm afraid to turn around. Now I'm afraid to turn around because she's behind me.
Yeah?
And I'm like, oh God, oh God. Well, now I gotta turn around. So I do that. Hey. The old wave to Cindy. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah?
She's like, hey, girl. I'm like, hey. But then she sent me a message and said, "Have fun. Also, your guy's hot."
Yeah.
It's like, yes, honey.
I got to piggyback off of Allie's a little bit. Allie, pick up your phone again and read the text message that I and Riggs sent you in our group text while you were at the game.
Wait, you sent me a...
You responded to it.
I did. I was drunk.
When Allie, okay.
I don't remember this.
Then allow me to give it for
you.
Allow me to give it for you.
Oh, okay. Now I see it.
When Allie is trying to keep her relationship a secret and doesn't want to reveal who Pottery Guy is, doesn't want people to know. Mind you, Allie Faith is 6 feet tall with platinum blonde hair, and she goes to the Brewers game to be inconspicuous. where she's seven rows behind home plate and on
eight,
camera.
In fairness, eight.
On camera the entire freaking game.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
I was really on TV
Allie,
the whole time.
You have platinum blonde hair.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I was taking Instagram videos and I looked at them. I go, I can't post these and everybody will know where we're sitting and it'll be so obvious we're right by the freaking home plate.
Everybody. It's obvious because that's where the camera's facing, you goof.
I didn't think about it.
When you watch the game, that's what you look at. The batter and front row Amy and the people behind her.
It's exactly.
It occurred to me we were going to be on TV. He said that before I even... He goes, you know, we're probably going to end up on TV. I go, oh my God, no!
And bro, okay, let me tell... Okay, as a pervy dude, let me tell you, because Riggs mentioned front row Amy, who is the lady who goes to the front row of every Brewers game, and she's always dressed very nicely.
Oh, we know her.
When I was checking her out at the game yesterday, I swear to God, you were within eye shot of her.
So we were looking for her because at one point he goes, hey, where's that chick that sits in the front row? And I turned and go, don't act like you don't know her name is front row Amy. Okay, all you dudes.
You guys were in direct view
stupid.
With her.
I didn't see her, and I was looking around. That's so
funny.
You ever
read front row Amy's story?
I have.
No.
I've been to her website, okay?
Read a whole article
that's
about her.
Thing. Don't pretend like you don't know her name. There's my hell to the no. I'm not that stupid, okay?
Exactly.
There's that one girl.
You know he follows her on Twitter.
Of course he does. I'm like, don't act like you don't know the chick with the big boobs in the front row, okay?
Exactly. Thanks. Everybody does, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for your hell to the no. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.